one in three women have experienced at least one incident of violence by someone they know. Domestic violence is a man's issue too. That's been the focus of the campaign leading up to the White Ribbon Day, which is tomorrow. The idea is that all people, including men, should stand up and speak out against domestic violence. But should our conversations around domestic violence also be about the perpetrators? Joining us now is filmmaker Sophie Wiesner, director of the documentary Call Me Dad, which follows the stories of several men who have perpetrated or are at risk of perpetrating family violence. How are you, Sophie?
Very well. Hi, Jess.
So your film, Call Me Dad, follows several men through a men's behavioural change program. Why was this important for you as a filmmaker to share their stories?
Well, look, until very recently, we didn't talk much about domestic and family violence. It costs our country an incredible amount of money in police resources as well as healthcare and unemployment. So it's been a very expensive problem for a very long time. It's been a very widespread problem for a very long time, but it's not something that we've been very good at talking about until quite recently. The advocacy of people like Rosie Batty has brought some public attention to the issue and put a face to it, but still we often look to survivors of family violence like Rosie to do the work of advocating for more funding and also to educate other people, and that's always struck me as profoundly unfair that the very people who've suffered in these relationships we're then putting the onus on them to educate us and to progress society more broadly. I think that progress needs to happen in partnership with the rest of us, but we also need to hear from the people who've done the harm, and that's a really difficult thing for a lot of us, because we feel like those people should be shamed and blamed and in some ways it feels appropriate for them to be excluded from the conversation, but it's at a very high cost, and that is, I think, that we don't come to a rich enough understanding of the problem and what we can do to change it.
Yeah, that's right. When I was watching the film, I would have thought we don't usually see the other side of the conversation, and I wonder, what did you want your audience to feel after viewing this film?
I wanted the audience to feel hopeful, actually, but also I wanted them to feel that I guess this is more of a thought. I wanted them to think that. That this problem is far more complex and has far deeper causes than what many of us previously thought.
And do you think we as a society need to be talking about perpetrators of family violence and investing more into education and supporting them?
The whole sector needs more funding and secure sources of funding and more attention. So frontline services are hopelessly underfunded. They need secure sources of funding and more of it. And in addition to that, we need to look at services working with people who abuse others in their relationships. More often than not, those people are men. Sometimes they're women. More often than not, they're men. And so, yeah, we need to look at programs for perpetrators, for want of a better word, that are often programs for men too.
The film shows very intimate scenes of support group sessions with these men. How difficult was it to gain access to film these scenes?
The process of obtaining access took over a year. We knocked on many doors. I didn't make this film alone. I made it with the team at Media Stockade, a production company in Sydney, and the ABC were partners, as well as Screen Australia and people from an organisation called Good Pitch. So I had a lot of support and fortunately had time to find the right access with the right group. We needed unfettered access. We were always going to make an independent film and not one that was going to be kind of controlled by the organisation that we were filming with. And most organisations just couldn't give us what we needed. So it took over a year.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sophie, for joining us on The Daily today.
Pleasure. And look, if any of your listeners are interested in seeing the film, as of tomorrow, it's going to be available to buy via our website, callmedadfilm.com, or via iTunes. And the way we've been trying to encourage people to use the film is to host their own screenings. So if they go to our website, you can find out how to actually license the film and put it on in your local cinema or in your workplace. We've developed resources to accompany the film so that you can have a really engaging and useful discussion about the issue and what you can do.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Sophie, for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye. That was Sophie Wiesner. She's the director of Call Me Dad, and that's about following the stories of male perpetrators of domestic violence. If this story has raised any issues for you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT 737 732, which is a 24-hour phone and online counselling service for sexual assault and domestic violence, or Lifeline 13 11 14.